The war had gone on longer than anyone expected. Everyone was ready for this conflict to find some kind of resolution. However, no one wanted to give an inch to make that happen. The whole thing had taken on the appearance of a very elaborate game of chess. In the early days of 1781, the city of New York was held by Lord Henry Clinton of the British forces. General George Washington had set his sights on reclaiming that city and expected an entire fleet of French warships to help make that happen. But things were shifting down south. Lord Cornwallis had come up against some pretty severe opposition in South Carolina and instead headed north. New orders led him to the area of the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia, where he was to stabilize the port there for British use. He immediately took over two towns, Yorktown and Gloucester Point, with the bulk of his force concentrating on Yorktown. Now, Washington had a dilemma, made more complicated by the arrangement of the French fleet, which we'll get to in a minute. The question becomes one of whether to hold to the initial plan or change everything and march on Yorktown. Battles are won and lost on strategy. The players were skilled, each in their own way, but the troops were worn out and stretched thin. One decision would change everything. New York or Yorktown? In the spring of 1781, the game commenced.